Enemies of the People, December 2022. Chapter 7, Using Royalty. As we've seen, the Rothschilds came to regard themselves as being at the very top of the social ladder, second to nobody, and Charlotte Rothschild even used the term royal family to describe her own kin. They quickly established financial relationships with various other royal families, and soon, say Dougherty MacGregor, most of the royalty of Europe was under their influence. Their communications network, amounting to an express postal service, was also appreciated by kings, queens and princes across the continent. The Rothschilds were particularly close to the Saxe-Coburg dynasty, later rebranded Windsor in the UK to sound less foreign. One of their early clients was German Prince Leopold of Saxe-Coburg, who went on to become monarch of the new state of Belgium, which was founded in 1830, an arrangement which, says Ferguson, the Rothschilds found, quote, congenial. But it was the British monarchy to which the Rothschilds became most importantly close, starting with the personal loans they made to Leopold of Saxe-Coburg's father-in-law, King George IV, infamous for his profligate ways as Prince Regent, and who sat on the British throne between 1820 and 1830. Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert, was another Saxe-Coburg targeted by the Rothschilds. Lionel Rothschild of Enim, Rothschild & Co. in London promoted the family interests by befriending Albert, whose chronic shortage of money provided easy access to his patronage. Ferguson reveals that 1847 correspondence shows discussion of a Rothschild loan just days before Albert bought the lease of Balmoral Castle and its 10,000-acre estate. The Rothschild-Albert relationship involved serious financial dealings, he adds, quote, in 1847, the Rothschilds gave Albert's impecunious Bavarian relative, Prince Ludwig von Oettingen-Wallerstein, a £3,000 loan, which Albert personally guaranteed. He thus became the debtor when Prince Oettingen defaulted after a year. End quote. In time, Queen Victoria joined her husband in becoming close to the Rothschild family, as of course did their son, the future King Edward VII, as I set out in the First World War essay. Dougherty MacGregor explained that the Rothschilds, quote, covered the heir to the throne's massive gambling debts and ensured that he was accustomed to a standard of luxury well beyond his means, end quote. There is no reason to think that these intimate private connections between the Rothschilds and the British monarchy have ever ceased. Indeed, on the death of Evelyn de Rothschild in November 2022, it was reported that he had, quote, counted Queen Elizabeth II among those who sought his financial advice, end quote, and had been knighted by her in 1989. The current King Charles III also has links to Rothschild circles, as I set out in a previous article, with one of the vice presidents of his Business and the Community Network being Mark Weinberg, co-founder of J. Rothschild Assurance, which later became St. James's Place. And of course there is that photo of Evelyn de Rothschild pointing a finger at Charles's chest in a somewhat superior manner. It is perhaps not entirely coincidental that Charles was chosen in 2020 to officially launch the so-called Great Reset, whose agenda, as we will see, is so close to that of the Rothschilds.